Blog Talk Radio.
From the town of the blues, there's a team that wears their cutting shoes. They've been up, they've been down, throughout an army boy had the best fans around. There's a growl in the air, we've been hearing the roar. Come on, do it again, just like they did it before. Come on, do it again, just like they did it before. They can close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their bats and getting ready to score. They come on, do it again, just like they did it before. I've been told a bunch of times about the curse from 1945 from a man with a ghost, cause they were thrown out of the park by some security guy. By now they go to bed, it means the curse is gone. They come and do it again, cause now it's time to move on. They come and do it again, just like they did it before. They get close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're living up their best and getting ready to score. They come and do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from the bleachers till you understand. Kind of thing to take the fear coming fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. You come to do it again, like you did it before. Yeah. Records on the field are old as our fancy. Foul balls from our own players' hands. We fell, but then you still believe it. If you understand it, say yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come and do it again, just like they did it before. They can close a couple times, but it's a year for more. They're revving up their best and getting ready to score. Come and do it again, and then they'll do it some more. Yeah, we'll shout it from Chicago till you understand. Kind of faith it takes to be a Cubs fan. If you never stop believing, let me hear you roar. Come and do it again, just like they did it before.
One more, boys!
To the Molly McDarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Homebridge Financial Services. Is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your fall plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. Hey, it's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. And Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Don't take my word for it, even though I've been taking lessons there for quite a few years. Go and tell them you've heard about it on the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first lesson is free. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to napervillealarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts, Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and get 20% off installation. NaplevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bricconi's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconi's. They are a small business that's family-owned and operated. I wouldn't trust any other Italian restaurant unless it was family-owned and operated. Let me tell you, forget about it, all right? Check out Bricconi's. Do I sound a little Spanish there? Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, dessert is on me. And it's not just tiramisu. They got all kinds of good stuff there. Sullivan Steakhouse. Thanks to Sullivan Steakhouse. Been my sponsor since the very beginning. Sullivan Steak, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. All Service Limousine. Hey, Mario. This is shout out to Mario. Give them a call and ask for Mario. He'll take good care of you. And finally, thanks to Naper Settlement for being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. One of my favorite places on this very earth. Check out NaperSettlement.org. They just had a wonderful Oktoberfest last weekend. I had a blast with a lot of listeners and friends there. And this weekend, it's here. This weekend is All Hallows Eve. It starts this weekend, so check out NaperSettlement.org for more details on that.
I said hello.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It is Dolly here. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it, on Blog Talk Radio, Tuiville Radio, Slam Internet Radio. Now we're on WCKG 1530 AM and Rivet Radio. Hello to all my new listeners on Rivet Radio in Chicago. So, so very glad to have you all now on the show, be a part of the show. You know you could call in too and talk to me. What's the number here? The number to call in is 347-945-7215. Wait, did I get that right? Yes, 347-945-7215. That is the number to call in. If you want to call in, do I have anything to give away? No, I don't have anything to give away this week. Believe it or not, that's a first. But you still can call in. We're going to have a great show today. I got a great show planned. We have Marianne Ostranger on the here in the studio. And Marianne is a longtime Naperville resident. She has been battling Parkinson for over 15 years and going strong. She looks great. You're moving along. You're doing more things than I am, Marianne, in a day. I can't get over all the stuff that you're doing.
That's what my friends tell me.
Yes, you are a real firecracker in this community. It's great to see you doing what you're doing and just taking charge and kicking Parkinson in the butt. Really.
Yes, thank you.
And Marianne is here to talk about a big fundraiser that she's going to have next week, Monday.
Stomping Out Parkinson's.
I love it. I love this woman. She just takes charge. She's co-hosting the show with me today.
We're thinking of the grapes and the fall harvest. And I wanted to have the grapes there for people to smash with their toes. But Sullivan's wouldn't allow that.
Well, and I'm sure, though, if it was at your house, we would be doing that. So next year we'll have to have it at your house. Forget Sullivan. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Sullivan's, the great folks over at Sullivan's. Let's do a shout-out for them. They're great sponsors of the show. And Marianne and I were just talking before the show started how Randy over there at Sullivan's, they just bend over backwards accommodating all these not-for-profits that are always knocking on their door, hosting their events, and they just do a great job over there. So Monday night is the night. We'll get more into that very soon. But Monday night, October 19th, 6:30. Tickets are $150 a person. Go to www.parkinsonprogress.org for tickets, right, Marianne? Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a deadline through Friday, so call today or send an email.
It's pretty close to being sold out, wouldn't you say?
We have room for 40 more lucky people.
I love it. Well, speaking of lucky, we have to do a shout-out to our Chicago Cubs. Congratulations Yay. To our Chicago Cubs, who made history for the first time at Wrigley Field the other day.
My friend Michael J. Fox says that the Cub fans are incredible because they never give up.
That's right. Like you, like those battling Parkinson. Doesn't look like he's giving up anytime soon, or you, Marianne. So, you know, that's true. The Cubs never have given up. And, wow, the other night was just incredible. It brought a tear to my eye. For the first time in history, clinching a postseason series at home in front of fans at Wrigley Field. It just, I'm getting goosebumps even thinking about that moment, you know.
Yeah, I grew up real close to Wrigley Field, so I've been a fan forever.
Oh. Well, so now the Cubs, though, that we edged out the Cardinals. The Cardinals are like, they're like our big brothers that keep kicking sand in our face. And I'm done with that. I'm so glad we got through with the Cardinals, and we're moving on. Who knows if we're going to meet the Mets or the Dodgers? Do you have a feeling, Marianne?
No, either I don't one? Know.
Okay.
We'll I just see. Serve popcorn and pizza.
I heard that you love to throw house parties, and you throw quite some amazing house parties.
For the moment.
You're going to throw a big World Series party when the Cubs get to the World Series?
Maybe.
It will happen, you know.
I'll think about it.
At the beginning of the show, I played Michael Reiser's song, The Cubs Are Going to Do It Again. And we started this the season off, I don't know if you guys remember, but way back in March, Michael Reiser was here. Wayne Mesmer, the voice of the Cubs, was here. He sang the national anthem live here in the studio with us. Michael sang his Cubs Are Going to Do It Again song, his new song, which has been played on WGN. It's been playing on radio stations all over Chicago. And I'm so excited for Michael because he, like me and half of Chicago, and more than half of Chicago, you know, we've gone through many years of heartbreak with the Cubs. And it's just so nice to be joyful again and on the north side. So who knows who we're going to meet Saturday night. Believe it or not, Saturday night, the Cubs are going to be playing against either the Mets or the Dodgers. We'll find out. Now, if you're listening to this show on Sunday, you already know who they are. Who they played. But here it is. We're recording the show, but we're live right now. That makes sense? We're recording it live today. You'll hear it later. But so we should know it by the time you listen to the show on Sunday, and I'm going to start rambling. Stop rambling there. But, hey, speaking of Saturday, so real quick, I got to do a shout-out to the Cubs. I did that, right? You know, there's so much that goes on in the course of a week, and there's a lot of good folks that reach out to me and want to get their different events promoted on the show, and I want to take them all in, and there's some I just can't do. I got to wait because it's only an hour show, everybody. But just know that I will post a lot of things if they don't make it on the show on our social media. So if you miss the show or if you're listening to the show and there's just things that I don't mention, please go to my social media page, the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, on Twitter. It's Good Dolly Show. We're on Instagram now, which I don't really touch. My daughters, my teen daughters are running my Instagram account. That's where the teens are. And I'm doing really well on Instagram, according to them. But, you know, check out those social media sites for all these great events that that are so worthy of your time and effort. And maybe perhaps you can buy a ticket to something. Okay, this is something coming up Saturday. Unfortunately, this event is going on when the Cubs are playing the Dodgers or the Mets. Now, I'm guessing it's going to be the Mets because the Mets are an old team. You know, are they still playing in that old ballpark? Dr. Rizak is here, too. He's from the Parkinson Disease Research Society. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
And you have been working along with Marianne Ostrenga for many years.
Correct.
At least probably 15, right? That's when you were first diagnosed?
Yes.
And so he's here, and I'm looking at him for answers. Do you think it's going to be the Mets or the Dodgers? You have a feeling?
I'm hoping it's the Dodgers.
Oh, you want the Dodgers, huh?
Yeah. And then I can get out to Los Angeles and visit my kids. So,
oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, all right. I hope it's the Dodgers for you then.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. But I'm thinking like Chicago, New York, you know? That would be epic. This is an epic year. I really have a feeling. I really do. I know I sound like an old beaten down old Cubs fan when I say I have a feeling, but I do feel like this is the year. I think everybody does. And even if it doesn't happen, I hate to talk like that. It still was an epic year, you know? So anyway, so the same night the Cubs are going to be playing to the Mets or the Dodgers Saturday night, we want to invite you still. It's Sweetest Day, so you can't forget your sweetest. You can't sit in front of the TV and just watch the Cubs. You have to do something for your sweetest. So here's something you can do. You can bring, and I'm assuming that women don't watch baseball. How wrong is that? There's so many women that love the Cubs. But, you know, Saturday night we're having a comedy night. It's a fundraiser for Kids Cab, and my buddies over at WGN TV, Anna, Anna Balaval, Mike Toomey. Pat Tomasubo was coming, but now he's had a family situation. He can't make it, but they're getting a third comedian to come on. Don't worry, there'll still be plenty left. And I've always said, no offense to Pat or Anna, but Mike Toomey is the funniest man in Chicago. He's still coming. So you, if it was Mike Toomey, I've seen Mike Toomey by himself on stage, and he can ramble on for over 2-3 hours. He did it at a charity event for muscular dystrophy that I emceed a couple years back, and he was on stage for over an hour, had everybody laughing. We had to like ask him to get off the stage because we couldn't digest our food. He was killing us. He was so funny. So I hope you can come out. We still have tickets available on Saturday, October 17th. That's this Saturday, Sweetest Day at the Center Stage Theater in Naperville. Again, all proceeds benefit Kids Cabaret. There's two shows, a 6:30 show and an 8:30 show. There's an early and a late show. You decide. I don't know what time the game is on Saturday, but, well, maybe that will decide for you. We still have tickets available for that, so I hope you guys can come out to that. And thanks to everybody already who's bought tickets. Finally, one more announcement, and then I'll save some of this for later, you think? Because we really want to talk to our guest here. We also, oh, gosh, I can't believe I haven't introduced this young man already. He is in the studio right now with us, a talented singer, young artist. I guess you would say he's just starting out, but he's already making waves, and people are watching his YouTube videos, especially the Hello Dolly one. He's got thousands of views on that one, and I love his story. It's kind of inspirational. It is. And he reached out to me, and I was like, who is this guy calling me up? Who is this guy? I'm busy. What are you doing? I'm kidding. Anthony Abatello. Wait, say it.
Abaticola.
Abaticola. You know what? I didn't know why I said Abatello. That's my family's name. It's so close to
that.
That. Abaticola. Think of it. Cubs, a bat, and a cola. Abaticola. You know, I don't know. We're in a weird mood today. So Anthony Abaticola is here. And Anthony's is so talented. You really are, Anthony. I've been listening to your music the last couple of weeks. And you've got something there. And I love it's inspirational, your story, because he didn't grow up singing. He didn't grow up thinking, I'm going to be this singer. And, you know, you just decided. And that's the one thing that I always tell people. I just decided to start a radio show. I just decided to go into traffic. I just decided that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom. You know, you can make decisions every day. You do not have to stay on the same course for the rest of your life, stay at the same job. Life is about experiencing things and going for it. And that's what Anthony's story, I think, the message is, not only is he talented and we want to hear his voice and his music, but also that you can do whatever you want, go for it. And who says you have to be the best tenor, the best soprano? You can still bring joy and smiles and, you know, some pleasantries to people's lives with your voice and your message. So I really do feel you're such a young man that already, you know, it's your inspiration. And I'm going to let you talk.
Oh.
Or sing a note.
I think you're doing a better job.
Well, I'm glad to have you here finally in the studio.
Glad to be here.
And I did
Thank
not
you.
Mind one bit that you called me. I loved it. Most people don't. They send an email. But, you know, he had the...
Yeah, I go to the source.
You go right to the source.
Cell phone, right there.
No, it was great. And I think I was driving or doing something at the time, and I'm like, hell yeah, definitely send me an email. Let's do this. So finally, when was that? Was that over the summer?
2-3 months ago. And I had my script all planned out because I expected, like, you know, guards at the gate, and there you were.
I'm not that hard.
Like, well, I didn't plan for this. I don't know what to say.
No, you were great. You were great. And then I heard music, and I was like, wow. He really is talented. And I just love that, you know, you made a decision later in life, which is not really that late. You're young. How old are you? Like 22?
27.
You're 27?
Yeah.
I thought you were 22.
Old. No, I'm old, old now.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, Anthony Rizzo is 26. So on Facebook the other day, someone posted a picture of Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. Which one would you choose? Who's better? How could you do that? And so, you know what I say? I laugh. I'm like, I choose Anthony Rizzo, okay? Anthony Vincent Rizzo, the only Italian on the Chicago Cubs. That's ridiculous. How can you choose between Dino and Sinatra? They're two awesome, very different, not very different, but, you know, very have their own style. I love them both equally. It's like, who do you love better, mom or dad? You really, really can't fairly do that. You can't do that to a person. So anyway, we're glad to have an Italian in the house. I am Italian, even though my name says McCarthy. I'm a proud Italian. Okay, so let's. So Anthony, do you want to sing a few notes about baseball?
About baseball?
Or I did say I was going to try to get you to sing "Hello, Dolly," didn't I? Because that's like a YouTube sensation.
I think you did
sensation.
Post something about that. Yes.
You don't have to. Is it too early? Start belting out music.
It's. I mean, if I did the baseball thing, it would be almost as bad as the Roseanne Barr.
No, nothing
at this point.
Bad as that. That was so disrespectful. I did not like the way she sang. I'm very old-fashioned, very American. And speaking of American, I got to do a shout out to our veterans. Honor the men and women of the U.S. military with the Healing Field of Honor in Naperville, November 6th through the 12th. This year's theme is 50 years of healing. To thank, honor, and highlight the services of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. And they're going to have a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall there. All the proceeds will go to the Alan J. Lynch Medal of Honor Veterans Foundation. Y'all know Alan J. Lynch. You know him. He's a recipient of the Medal of Honor, and there's a road named after him. If you don't know him, you should Google him, and you all should know who he is. He is the real hero of our time. It's so funny because I had him on the show a couple months ago, and it was right around the time when Donald Trump was criticizing, you know, a veteran we all know. I won't go into that. He's not running for president, though. And then Alan Lynch was on the show, and he brought me to tears because what he did, what he sacrificed his own life for all those men in Vietnam, that's the real hero. And so I'm very proud to be, the Dolly McCarthy Show is very proud to sponsor the Healing Field of Honor in Naperville. Please go to their website and you can purchase a flag in honor of your favorite vet, or you can become a sponsor or just go there and look at the list of events that are going on. Be a part of it. Don't miss out. This is a great moment, event to bring your children to and show them how we respect our flag, how we respect and we'll never forget our veterans and the sacrifices that they've made, even the active military today too. So go to healingfield.org/Naperville for a complete list of all of that. And just a quick shout out to my friends over at the Hollywood Palms that have free Monday movie showings for all of our veterans on Mondays over at the Hollywood Palms Bar, Cinema Bar and Eatery. And if you go there on Monday, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I'll buy you a drink, a beverage, non-alcoholic. Sorry, guys. But the first drink's on me, okay? So shout out to all of our veterans. And again, congratulations to the Chicago Cubs.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. Get your koozies ready to go because you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, enough of that. We just want to let you know who you're listening to in case you snoozed off there. Shout out again to Naperville Cares. Toasting for a Cause is coming up on November 16th from 6:30 until 9:30. BMO Harris Bank, my friends over at BMO Harris Bank, that's where I bank, and the Dolly McCarthy Show are sponsoring this event. I'm so very honored that I'm going to be emceeing this great event for Naperville Cares. And it's a fabulous, fabulous dinner menu that they're going to be having and wine pairing. This is, again, going to be at Sullivan's.
Okay, you're getting us jealous. We have to talk about our event.
Yes, we're going to get to your event soon. But just hold your hearts. I'm kidding. So this is for Naperville Cares. And that is November 16th, so mark your calendar for that. All right, now, we have in front of us lovely lady, Marianne Ostrenga. She is here. She's coming on the show to talk about her event, Stomp Out Parkinson. That's the name of the event?
Yes.
Oh, here it is, right in front of me. Stomp Out. This is brought to us by the Parkinson's Disease Research Society. And Dr. Rizak is here with her. And you're the
You're the medical director.
I'm the medical director.
And so you decide where all the monies, the funds, the donations go to.
I wish it was that easy. No, it actually is managed by the Parkinson's Disease Research Society, and it is for research that we're doing at Central DuPage Hospital, where I'm a neurologist and I head up the movement disorders program there, which is mainly, we see a lot, mostly Parkinson's patients, but we also see tremor patients and Tourette's patients and others. But since this is about Parkinson's disease, that's really the vast majority of patients that we
Yeah, there's so many things. Today we're going to focus on Parkinson's, and Mary Ann has that. You were diagnosed 15 years ago, but Mary Ann is also the president of the Parkinson's Disease Research Society.
Of the Western West Suburban Chapter, and we just started in January of this year. So I feel good that we've organized an event already in quite a short time. I recruited 11 people for the board, and everybody's working really hard, and we're hoping our goal is 100,000. We're up to about 40,000 right now, so we need some help with the auction. We have some spectacular donations, 3 pieces of art from Dick Locher, who's a fellow Parkinson survivor.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that Dick was. Okay.
That's how I got to meet him. Because of having Parkinson's, I've met so many people because I'm not afraid to tell my story. And I think that's the way that we'll get more money for research. And Dr. Rizek is fantastic. Anybody I've ever referred to him, they've like been in a wheelchair, and after he takes care of them, they're walking again.
Get out.
So he's a
miracle worker here.
Yes.
Well, we do our best. And, you know, patients, there's a lot of things we can do now for Parkinson's disease, ranging from all kinds of great medicines. And then we also have probably the most active deep brain stimulator program for Parkinson's disease in the state of Illinois. So last year, I think we implanted about 50 patients, and that technique can get rid of intractable symptoms like tremor, stiffness, slowness, where the medications just don't help, or the medications would cause side effects. So we can implant the deep brain stimulator. It's a team of people that I'm part of and lucky to be with, and we can be miraculous for the right patient.
Well, that is amazing. It's so nice to have something something in the studio. We talk about all these different diseases, and we have all these fundraisers. And when I talk about, okay, you're raising this money, what progress has been made? It's very little. It sounds like there has been real progress in at least how, not a cure, but at least in how they live their life. When Michael J. Fox was diagnosed, what, over 20 years ago? When was it?
Yeah.
Has it been over 20 years now?
About 20.
Back then, we didn't know enough about it. The only thing I knew was I thought Parkinson's was an old, you know, when you're old, you could get it. Like my grandfather had it, you know. Something you get when you're old, but he was so young, and people thought it was a death sentence. It was only a matter of time, but he has been with us all this time. And look, I just saw him on, was it Chicago Fire this week? I don't watch much TV, so I can't even tell you, but I just saw him on TV.
That would be a rerun. He and Dennis Leary are really good friends.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful...
Hey, y'all, this is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hi, this is Cam, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hello, Dolly. I said hello. What's up, girl? She's breaking the news. I said hello. Call.
said hello.